Track 13, and now it's time to say our goodbyes for this week. But before we go, we've just got a couple of short articles from the Tynmouth Post from 50 years ago, which might give you a little cause for a smile.
The first one's entitled Butter. A woman shopkeeper remarked about the arrival of butter from a particular European country. "I think you'll find it a bit strong compared with English butter." Many of her customers had brought back another brand, complaining that it had gone off. The suppliers found by the code marks she had by mistake been sent blended butter, which should have been sent to the north of England, where people like a stronger butter. A milder blend is usually sent to the south of England. There was nothing wrong with the butter. I don't know what will happen when the New Zealand butter is finally stopped. People will buy it, even though it's a penny or two dearer.
And the next item is Streaker. "This is an example of the current craze of streaking," said Police Sergeant Lawrence J. Young in Tynmouth's Magistrate Court. Constable Newton saw the naked figure of a man wearing only his socks running along Bath Terrace at 11 p.m. He pursued him to Brunswick Street. The man was David MacDonald of Elm Grove Road, Dawlish. He said, "No, please let me go. I'm doing this for a £5 bet. I don't want my parents to know." He wished to apologise to anyone offended. It was dark and he did not think there was anyone about. His friends told the constable they would bring his clothes. It cost him a fine of £20.
So there's a lesson for you. No streaking even in the dark. And so now we come to say goodbye, and I hope we're going to be able to enjoy a little bit of sunshine. It does seem to have come out today as we've been recording. And so it's now goodbye from me, Jean. Bye.
Goodbye from me, Jill.
And goodbye from me, Beryl.
And goodbye from Len.
Bye.
Bye.